For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hi, it's the Reading Bug, here to tell you that today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Scholastic and their new space-tastic book, Everything Awesome About Space and Other Galactic Facts by Mike Lowry. Please help support our sponsor by purchasing Everything Awesome About Space and other books in this out-of-this-world nonfiction series at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore.
Hi, reader. Welcome back. This week, we're kicking off an all-new Reading Bug adventure, and I'm so excited you could join us. Reading Bug Adventures is written, performed, and produced by The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore in San Carlos, California. This holiday season, get your shopping done early and shop online with us. You can purchase a Reading Bug Box subscription for every young reader on your nice list at readingbugbox.com. Every Reading Bug Box is unique and matched by our bookstore staff to the age, interests, and reading level of the child, so it's a perfectly personalized holiday gift. Or you can choose from millions of books and gifts, including books featured on this podcast, at thereadingbug.com. There, we have books, gifts, care packages, recommendations, and more. We even have books and gifts for grown-ups. Whatever you choose, don't delay. Supply chains and mail services are all strained this year, so get that shopping done soon. And don't forget to spread the word by telling all your friends and family about our podcast and our bookstore. Thank you so much for your support. Finally, let me thank a few special friends. A great big hello and thank you to our newest patrons, Landon in Bozeman, Montana, and Max and Ever in Portland, Oregon. You're part of what makes Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, please visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. Thank you also to our sponsors and to Resonate Recordings, who does the sound mixing and mastery for our podcast. Okay, reader, are you ready for another adventure with me and the Reading Bug? Great! Then let's fly! It's time for a Reading Bug Adventure!
It's a Reading Bug Adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Hi, reader. Over here. Thanks for joining the Reading Bug and me on another adventure today.
Yeah, thanks. I'm always excited about our adventures together, but today I'm super excited.
Speaking of super, Reading Bug, you look different today. Really super. I love that long yellow cape and golden headband you're wearing. You know, if I'd known you were wearing a costume, I would have worn one too. I love dressing up in costumes. Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted it to be a wonderful surprise, Lauren, because this costume is a hint about our adventure today.
A hint? Is this your Halloween costume, Bug?
Nope, it's not a Halloween costume, Lauren. Look, I have golden bracelets, too, and two W's embroidered on the back of my cape.
Yes, it's a really lovely costume, and it reminds me of someone. Reading Bug, are you dressed up like Wonder Woman?
Yes, yes, yes. That's right, Lauren. I've been reading lots of books about superheroes, and Wonder Woman is my favorite. Did you know that some of the books I read say that Wonder Woman's father was the god of the sky, Zeus, and her mother was a mortal woman named Hippolyta? That makes Wonder Woman a demigoddess. Remember, we learned about demigods and goddesses on our adventure to Rome. And just like Superman disguises himself as a shy and unassuming newspaper reporter named Clark Kent, Wonder Woman disguises herself as a very ordinary military officer named Diana Prince.
Oh, I like Wonder Woman, too. She has superhuman strength, speed, and invulnerability. And she uses her superpowers for good. Great costume, Bug.
I know, but aren't you going to ask how this costume relates to where we'll be adventuring today?
Yes, Reading Bug. How does Wonder Woman have anything to do with where we'll be adventuring?
Thanks for asking, but you're going to have to guess. I'll tell you some of the names of the books in my book bag, and you can tell me where you think we'll be adventuring to, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me see. Aha! I've got some fantastic books in here. Dolphin Rescue by Katherine Nichols, Pearl's Ocean Magic by Katherine Hepke, Ho'anani, Hula Woman by Heather Gale, and Calvin Coconut, Hero of Hawaii by Graham Salisbury.
Dolphins, Ocean Magic, Hula, Hawaii. We're going back to Hawaii, aren't we, Reading Bug? Oh, I absolutely love it there. The sun, the sea, the people.
Yes, you got it, Lauren. We're going back to Hawaii.
Wonderful, but, I don't think Wonder Woman lives in Hawaii, Reading Bug. What do any of your books have to do with Wonder Woman?
Now that's an excellent question. I told you that I've been reading lots and lots of books about superheroes, so I brought some of those along with me today, too. I brought Princess in Black by Shannon and Dean Hale, The Adventures of Sparrow Boy by Brian Pinkney, Black Panther, The Young Prince by Ronald Smith, and Sidekicked by John David Anderson. I think if all these books mix together inside the book bag, that we'll be able to have a superhero adventure today in Hawaii. Can you think of anything better?
I don't think I can. That sounds incredible. But what should we even expect to see on a superhero adventure in Hawaii?
I don't know. Maybe we'll meet Aquaman or a new superhero we've never heard of. Whatever happens, I'm sure it will be incredible.
But it could also be dangerous too, Reading Bug. Most superhero stories have supervillains and lots of danger. Clark Kent only becomes Superman when he needs to protect the world from danger or rescue someone in trouble. What if that someone in trouble is us?
I hadn't really thought of that. I just thought we might get to be superhero sidekicks, like Robin and Batman and Robin, and help a superhero do cool stuff. But now that I'm thinking about supervillains, I'm worried that Hawaii might not be the best place for a superhero adventure after all. There are all kinds of strange and dangerous creatures that live in Hawaii. In addition to deadly sharks, I've read about other strange, exotic, and dangerous creatures that lurk on the beaches, in the tide pools, and in the ocean waters surrounding Hawaii, like the purple-blue Portuguese man-of-war. At first glance, it looks like a harmless jellyfish, but it has very long tentacles that inject venom into your skin if you brush up against it. The winged box jellyfish is a tiny jellyfish with 2-foot-long tentacles, but its sting is even more painful than the sting of a man-of-war, and the pain lasts much longer, too. And there are lots of other sea creatures that have poisonous venom, including eels, octopuses, squids, and pufferfish. What if a mysterious electrical storm had turned a local marine biologist into Dr. Man-of-War? Or a leak at the chemical plant created a human-winged box jellyfish hybrid? This could be a really dangerous adventure.
Well then, Bug, maybe we should visit someplace a little safer, where the villains won't be quite as scary.
No, we have to go to Hawaii. I promised Kai.
Kai? The marine biologist who showed us all the amazing underwater creatures in Hawaii in our ocean adventure.
Yes, I received a letter from him. Here. Aloha from Hawaii, my dear flying friend. I believe it's time for you to visit us again. Your first trip to our shores should not be your last, and I must share with you the secret of my family's past. As the pollution of our oceans grow worse every day, I hope that my family's secret will help us find the way to create needed change that will cure our land and seas. So come here for a visit, I'm asking you, please. Kai needs us. We need to go to Hawaii no matter what danger we may face.
Reader, what do you think Kai is talking about in his letter? He wants to share a secret with us about his family's past, but what could it be?
We need to go to Hawaii to find out.
Okay, Reading Bug, but like you said, this adventure could be dangerous. Mixing superhero stories with dangerous Hawaiian ocean creatures could be a recipe for disaster. Why don't we take a brief second to stretch out and get ready for our trip and whatever super activities we may engage in while we're in Hawaii? Stand up, unless you're buckled into your car or tucked into your bed. And wiggle your fingers and toes. Are you wiggling? Great! Now, stretch your arms up high over your head. Perfect!
Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side, let's get ready to go. Stretch up high, touch the sky, crouch down low and wiggle your toes. Swing your arms from side to side. Now we're ready to go.
Thanks for the stretches, Lauren. It's always good to stretch out before we begin our adventure. Do you think Wonder Woman stretches out before saving the world?
I'm sure she does, Bug. Oh, one last thing before we go. Reader, did you remember to bring crayons and paper with you? On every adventure, we take time to draw pictures of all the things we see and do together. Just like illustrators who draw the pictures in the books we read, you can draw pictures of everything we experience on our adventure. Draw anything you want, at any time, and your illustrations will help you retell our story to our friends and family when we return. At the end of today's adventure, we'll take some time to listen to music and draw our pictures together. But you're welcome to stop and draw anytime. If you didn't remember to bring crayons and paper, don't worry. Just press pause or have a grown-up do it for you and get them now. The Reading Bug and I will wait right here for you.
Okay, I think we're all ready to go. Off on another awesome adventure together. Magic Book Bag, take us back to the Hawaiian Isles so we can visit Kai again and maybe stay a while. We can't wait to see the beach and take an ocean dive and hear about Kai's secret that could keep our planet alive.
Look, reader, the reading bug is opening her book bag, and it's growing bigger and bigger, big enough to fit us all inside. And look, inside the bag, I can see beautiful sandy beaches with colorful umbrellas and lots of people building sandcastles, throwing frisbees, and collecting shells. The beaches of Hawaii are so awesome and relaxing. I also see people snorkeling in quiet coves, and others dressed in blue, black, purple, and green wetsuits riding the waves on surfboards. I see dive boats bobbing in the waves and filled with people who are also in wetsuits, putting on oxygen tanks and getting ready to dive into the ocean to see the amazing plants and animals that live there.
There are also lots of ocean creatures floating around inside the book bag from the ocean books I brought. I see a big gray fish with a pointy fin on its back. Oh, that must be a shark. And those big gray creatures with eyes on either side of their fat round head and a long snout that are jumping out of the water are dolphins. They are super graceful and playful. I also see some other large gray sea creatures with round barrel-shaped bodies, small heads, paddle-like front flippers, and powerful spade-shaped tails. I wonder what they are.
There are small, colorful fish, striped ones and dotted ones, and some that look like they're fluorescent, swimming in and out of the black lava tubes and colorful green, red, white, and pink coral gardens.
Oh, but I also see trash floating everywhere in the water. Soda bottles and cans, bottle tops, plastic pack rings, shampoo bottles, soda cups, plastic bags, and thousands of pieces of glass, metals, and plastic. That must be some of the pollution that Kai wrote about.
But I don't see any superheroes or supervillains. Reading Bug, are you sure you packed the superhero books?
Yes, very sure. How strange. Is everyone ready to go? Great. On the count of three, jump in the book bag with me. One, two, three, jump!
Let's jump inside our book bag. What will we find there? Imaginations run away. What's in our book bag? Our trusty book bag. What will we learn about today?
Here we go! The book bag is taking us up, up, up into the air and over the billowy white clouds. Look, reader, I can see eight big islands in the distance. Do you see them? They must be the Hawaiian Islands. I know that Hawaii is made up of eight big islands. The biggest one is the island of Hawaii, also called the Big Island. Stretching in a line running northwest from the Big Island are Maui, Kahoolawe, Lanai, Molokai, Oahu, Kauai, and Niihau. But there are also lots and lots of smaller islands sprinkled around the big ones.
That's right, Lauren. Most people don't know it, but there are another 130 small islands in the state of Hawaii. These islands include islets, which are very small islands, atolls, which are ring-shaped islands made of coral, and coral reefs. Watch out below! This bag is coming in for a landing on the large island right above the Big Island of Hawaii. We're about to land on the island of Maui, where Kai lives.
Whew! We must have landed on the beach. I hear the ocean waves crashing, and the sound of lots of happy people talking and playing, and the squawks of seagulls overhead.
Let's hop out of the book bag and try to figure out if we landed on the same beach where we met Kaya on our ocean adventure. I hope so, because that's where he said that he would meet us today.
I remember this beach. It's the same one we visited on our last trip to Hawaii.
You're right, Lauren. But where's Kai? I don't see him anywhere.
Aloha! Welcome! Lauren Reader Reading Bug, you look just like the pictures Kai drew of you from your ocean adventure together.
Yes. Hello. Who are you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. My name is Marina, and I'm Kai's niece. I'm also his research assistant.
But where is Kai? He told me that he would be meeting us here. Did something happen?
That's just the thing. I don't know. Kai was so excited about your visit today, and he was planning on meeting you here. But he went out in his boat early this morning and hasn't come back. I've been trying to reach him on the boat's radio, but he's not answering. I'm getting really worried.
He's not answering? That doesn't sound good. Marina, do you know where Kai went on his boat?
Yes. He's been doing some research out close to a lava outcropping at the end of Kapalua Bay. I'm sure that's where he went.
Can you take us there? If he's not answering the boat's radio, maybe we can find him.
Of course. My boat is just over this way. Follow me.
Marina, we've been scuba diving before, last time we were here on our adventure. Do you have any scuba gear, in case we need to go into the water to help Kai?
Yes, I do. I have wetsuits, fins, helmets, and oxygen tanks on my boat. You can put on the gear while I drive the boat. And here it is.
Look, the name of Marina's boat is painted on the side. Her boat is called Water Woman. What a great name.
Quickly, get in. The gear is just over there.
Reader, do you remember how to put on scuba gear? That's right. First, we need to put on our wetsuits. Even though the ocean water in Hawaii is pretty warm, wetsuits will keep us from getting too cold if we spend a lot of time underwater. Remember, they zip up the back. Here, let me help you with that. Great! Now, our BCDs. That stands for Buoyancy Compensator Device. It's these vests here. They inflate or deflate in order to allow you to float in the ocean or to sink deeper under the water. Excellent. Now, have a seat, and we can put our flippers on our feet, too. These will help us swim underwater. Good job. We won't put on our helmets and oxygen tanks unless we get to the site and need to go into the water. Marina, how far out is the place where you think Kai was visiting?
Not too much farther. Maybe 5 minutes?
Can you tell us a bit about yourself, Marina? Kai mentioned that he had a family secret that he wanted to share with us, and you're part of his family. Do you know anything about that?
A secret? No, I have no idea what he could be talking about. My dad's family is native Hawaiian, and I've lived in Hawaii, within a few steps of the ocean all my life. Both of my parents love the ocean too. That's why they named me Marina, which means of the sea. My mom isn't alive, it's just my dad and me now. But my mom's name was Coraline, and that means from the coral of the sea. And my grandmother's name was Cordelia. And that means Daughter of the Sea. So you can see that I come from a long line of thalassophiles.
Thalassophiles?
That's a fancy word for people who love the ocean. In fact, when my grandmother was still alive, she used to tell me that our family descended from Poseidon, the Greek god of the sea.
Poseidon was a Greek god who possessed super strength, super speed, and could change shape. He was also invulnerable, and he could control the oceans and everything that lived in them. You know, with all those superpowers, Poseidon was kind of like an ancient Greek superhero.
I never thought of it that way. But Greek gods were like modern superheroes. Remember you told me earlier that Wonder Woman's father was also a Greek god, Zeus, who was god of the sky?
Wonder Woman was a demigoddess, remember? That means one of her parents was a god, and the other was an ordinary person. Some demigods and goddesses inherit superpowers from their parents.
I bet that's how Wonder Woman got her superpowers. Marina, if you're related to Poseidon, does that mean that you are a superhero like Wonder Woman?
It would be great to have powers like a god or a superhero. But I don't, unless you count eating lots of poi as a superpower. I think Grandma Cordelia was just making up stories. She told me that Poseidon fell in love with an ordinary woman named Canis, and they had one daughter, Calice, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. Even if Calice had demigoddess superpowers, I don't think those superpowers would be passed down to her children, and her children's 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 children.
I've read enough superhero stories to know that sometimes the most ordinary objects, or people, are the ones who possess superpowers. No one ever believes that my little book bag has superpowers, but of course it does. It can travel all over the world and through time in seconds. It can make us bigger or smaller, and one time it even took us on a trip to the moon.
Look, it's Kai's boat. Kai, are you there?
There's no one on the boat.
But his dive flag is up. He must have gone diving. He should have come up by now. I'm worried.
Quickly, let's get our helmets and oxygen tanks on and dive into the water. Maybe we'll be able to see him and help him if he's in trouble. Where's your dive suit, Marina?
I absolutely love to dive, but I didn't bring my scuba gear with me today. Anyway, it's best to have someone stay in the boat. That way I can help you get in and out of the water. Get those helmets on. I'll help you with the oxygen.
Quickly, Reader. We need to help Kai if he's in trouble. Put your helmet on like this. Reading Bug, you can hop inside my helmet.
Okay, Lauren.
Great job.
Okay, let's get you both into the water. We're close to a lava outcropping at the end of Kapalua Bay, and there are lots of underwater lava formations with small places for coral to grow and for unique creatures to hide or live. It's also very easy to get lost out there, so you two need to be good dive buddies. Make sure that you never lose sight of one another, and keep your eyes peeled for any signs of Kai. Are you ready? Great. Now then, sit right here on the rail of the boat, facing me. On the count of three, you're going to roll backwards into the water. Here we go. One, two, three! Great job, you two. Good luck out there. Let me know as soon as you find Kai, and remember to keep checking the regulator strapped to your BCD to see how much oxygen is left in your tank. I'll be here waiting for you when you run low and need to return to the boat. You can always find your way back up to the boat because I've dropped an anchor. You can follow the anchor cable back up. Be safe.
It's nice and cool in the water, isn't it, Reader? Quick, grab onto an anchor line so you don't float away. Great! Now, let's get down under the water so we can see what's going on down there and hopefully find Kai. Slowly start letting the air out of your BCD by pressing the button on your vest. As the air flows out of the vest, we'll begin to sink under the surface of the water. Ready? Go. Oh, wow. It's beautiful down here, isn't it, Reader? I can't believe how much there is to see in the sea. Just like Marina said, we're diving next to an underwater volcanic lava formation. It's black and looks a bit like a craggy rock climbing wall, except there are colorful starfish and coral scattered along the wall instead of hand and footholds. Do you see anything that might help us find Kai?
I don't see Kai or any sign of him anywhere. Oh, look! Do you see those dark white snake-like creatures with brown dots peeking out of the cracks in the lava walls? Those are freckled snake eels. And the golden ones with dark spots are called tiger snake morays because of their tiger-like markings.
And look over there. There are hundreds, maybe thousands, of brilliant red, medium-sized fish swimming together.
I think it's a school of red snappers. A school is what you call a group of fish swimming together.
They all swim in the same direction until one of them turns and the rest all turn together, like synchronized swimmers performing in an aquatic show. No matter how often they turn and twist, they all do it together, and none of them ever turns the wrong way or runs into another one. It's incredible.
But still no sign of Kai. Where could he be? It's impossible to look anywhere without seeing more sea creatures. He could be hidden behind some of the fish or stuck in a lava tunnel. We need to keep looking.
Down below us on the ocean floor, it looks like there are some bright yellow, orange, and pink coral slowly moving along.
Coral are plants, Lauren, and they can't walk or swim. Those creatures may look like coral, but they are actually frogfish. And that long, oval-shaped brown and black fish with spikes all over its body and funny-looking smile on its face is a porcupine pufferfish. He looks skinny now, but when a porcupine pufferfish is frightened, he swallows lots of water and puffs up like a balloon.
Reader, reading bug, look at that turtle over there. It looks like it's about 2 feet long, and it has a greenish-brown shell, and there are claws on its front flippers. I didn't know that turtles lived in the ocean.
There are land turtles and sea turtles. That's a sea turtle, and it lives mostly in water. It looks just like a land turtle, except it has webbed feet that act like flippers to help it swim. I read that sea turtles can grow about 4 feet, which is about as big as a 5-year-old kid. That turtle is much smaller, so it's probably pretty young.
I really wish these sea animals could talk. If Kai is down here somewhere, I'm sure they'd be able to help us find him.
Lauren, I read that sea turtles swim almost all the time they are underwater. But look, that turtle is hardly moving. Do you think it might be injured? That would be a big problem for a sea turtle, because unlike fish, they can't actually breathe underwater. Sea turtles can hold their breath for a long time, but not forever.
Oh no, I see the problem. The turtle has a plastic fishing line wrapped around one of its back flippers. And the other end of the line is caught on the lava rock. He can't swim away. Let's see if we can help pull the poor guy free so he'll be able to swim to the surface to get some air.
You know, even though it looks pretty clean down here, I read that our beautiful oceans are being polluted by all kinds of rubbish, and that plastic pollution is the biggest problem of them all. Ocean animals can get tangled up in plastic trash, just like this turtle, and then they starve or drown. And fish, seabirds, marine mammals, and sea turtles often eat the plastic, thinking it's food, which can make them really sick.
I can't get the turtle free from the rocks, and I don't have any scissors or a knife to cut the fishing line loose. Marina, can you hear us? Do you have any ideas? Marina, are you there?
Where is she?
I don't know. But we need to do something for this turtle. Maybe we can find a sharp rock or shell to help us cut the line. Reader, look around the ocean floor and see if you see anything that might be sharp enough to cut through this plastic line.
Whoa! What was that?
What was... what, reading bug?
I'm not sure. Maybe I just imagined it, but it was glowing brightly and swimming faster than a speeding boat, right towards the stuck turtle.
A fish?
No.
A diver?
No, it was probably just a flash of light from the surface.
But look, Reading Bug, the turtle, he's free! The line has been cut and he's swimming up toward the surface. Do you think that something might have helped set him free?
No, you probably just loosened the line enough for him to wiggle his own way free.
Lauren, Reading Bug, Reader, any signs of Kai down there?
Marina, where were you? We couldn't reach you on the radio. We haven't seen any signs of Kai. But we did see a stuck sea turtle and something strange.
Keep looking. If Kai's down there, we need to find him. Fast.
Okay, Reader. Reading Bug, let's keep looking for Kai. We have enough oxygen left for a few more minutes down here.
Lauren, don't panic, but I think we may have a bigger rescue operation on our hands. Our own. Do you see that very large fish swimming around us? It's about 10 feet long, and it has dark gray stripes running down the length of its body, and a white belly. It also has a mouth full of sharp teeth that remind me of the big bad wolf in Little Red Riding Hood. Well, I'm pretty sure that's a tiger shark, and it's one of the most dangerous sharks in the world.
This rescue mission is turning into an emergency, and it really could quickly become a catastrophe. Reader, is it just me, or does that shark look really... really mad at us?
Listen carefully to me. The shark will swim away if you don't panic.
Easier said than done, Marina.
I know, but you need to stay calm, Lauren. People think that sharks are getting ready to attack when they circle, but that's not true. The shark is just trying to figure out what you are. Sharks don't usually attack people, so the best thing for you to do is keep your eyes on the shark at all times by slowly turning around as the shark circles you. If you can, try to move closer to the anchor cable. 99% of the time, the shark will get bored and swim away. No splashing, just keep slowly turning around with your eyes focused on the shark.
But...
No matter what, Lauren, you can't panic. There is no way to outswim a shark. Just keep watching him carefully.
I'm watching him, Marina, and you know what? I think he is mad, but maybe not at us. Look, Reader, there's something wrapped around the shark's middle. Just above his dorsal fin. I think it might be a plastic bag.
I see it. It seems to be wrapped up really tight. That must really hurt.
Oh, poor guy. How did you get so wrapped up? Marina, the shark is wrapped up in a plastic bag and it looks like he's hurt. Marina? Are you there? That's strange. She's not responding again.
Keep watching the shark, Lauren. He's not getting bored with us. I'm afraid he still might attack.
Maybe that's what happened to Kai. Oh, Reader. Reading Bug, I'm really scared.
Stay calm and stay confident, Lauren. You're braver than you think.
You're right, Reading Bug. Reader, remember.
When you see something wrong that needs to be made right, don't feel weak and helpless. Use your powers to fight. Don't be afraid. Hear these words that I say. The courage deep inside you will help lead the way. There's a superhero inside of you. And there's also one in me. They're in there waiting patiently for us to set them free. You can save the day, like when Superman fought Lex Luthor. Protect your fellow man, just like Batman did with Joker. It's time to be brave. Hear these words that I say. The courage deep inside you will help lead the way. There's a superhero inside of you. And there's also one in me. They're in there waiting patiently for us to set them free. There's a superhero inside of you. And there's also one in me. They're in there waiting patiently for us to set them free.
If only we had a real superhero to help us out right now. I think I'd feel a bit better about our situation.
Whoa! What was that?
I saw it too. A bright, speeding flash of light heading right for the shark, and how did that get there?
Look, Reader. There's another sea creature swimming closer and closer to the shark. It has 8 arms, so it must be a cephalopod. It's small and a combination of brown and tan, so it's probably a Hawaiian day octopus. The shark has changed direction, and it's moving towards the octopus now. Watch out, little guy!
Hey, what's happening?
There's a dark cloud surrounding the octopus and shark, and it's making its way towards us.
It looks like a smoke screen, but it can't be smoke from a fire because we're in the middle of the ocean.
That must be ink from the octopus. All octopuses have ink sacs that release dark ink with a jet of water when they are afraid. It's like a superpower, clouding up the water so predators can't see it.
And so that shark can't see us. That octopus's ink has the shark confused, and it's a perfect time to make our getaway. But where to? I can't see anything with all this ink in the water. Reader, are you there? Reader? Oh, good. Here, hold my hand so we don't lose track of one another. Great. Now, which way to the boat?
I think I see the anchor just over there. See it? Look carefully. It's hard to see anything in this murky water.
Oh, yes, I see it. Great job, Reading Bug. Reader, swim with me and grab onto the anchor line. We can follow it back to the boat. Great work. Marina, we're headed back to the boat. We'll be back on the surface in just a minute. Where is she? Just a little bit further and... Oh, we made it. Great work. Now, let's get out of the water and onto the boat.
Lauren! Reader! Reading Bug, are you there?
Marina! There you are! We just surfaced. Unfortunately, we didn't see any sign of Kai down there. Can you help us back up onto the boat?
You just surfaced? But I don't see you in the water.
We're holding on to the anchor line.
You're not holding on to my anchor line.
We're not?
Lauren, where are you?
But I...
Lauren, Reader, look! This is not Marina's boat. It's covered in dirt and grime, and there's muck and garbage in the water all around us. Yuck! And look, the name on the side of the boat says Trash Man. Marina's boat was named Water Woman.
You're right, Reading Bug. And this boat is belching out a thick black smoke into the air, making it difficult to see.
Did you say Trash Man?
Yes. That's what the boat is named, Marina. Do you know it? Can you see us?
Don't move. Just stay in the water and be quiet. I'll come get you.
Okay, Marina. But please hurry. Wherever we are, it's pretty creepy. Reader, let's pull off our helmets so we don't use up any more oxygen. Then wait here in the water for Marina to come and get us.
While we wait, I'll play a little bit of music to close part one of our adventure together. And back at home, you can draw pictures of everything we've seen and done so far. Maybe you'd like to draw a picture of the school of red snappers, the pufferfish, or the eels peeking out of the holes in the lava wall. Or you could draw a picture of the turtle or the shark that we met deep underwater. Whatever you draw, I'm sure it will be amazing. I sure hope Marina gets here soon. Something about this Trash Man boat and the way Marina reacted when she heard we were near it makes me really, really nervous. But I'm glad I'm here with you, Reader. I feel so much safer when we're together.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane, build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you.
Thank you for joining us on our adventure today, and I can't wait to see you next time when we meet up with Kai for the rest of our adventure. In the meantime, if you want to read more about Hawaii, the ocean, and superheroes, you can find a list of all the books in the Reading Bug's book bag at thereadingbug.com/adventures. The Reading Bug and I will see you next time. Bye-bye!
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Scholastic and their new nonfiction book in the Everything Awesome series, Everything Awesome About Space and Other Galactic Facts, by Mike Lowry.
Lauren, do you remember our incredible outer space adventure together?
Of course I do, Reading Bug. Who could forget a trip to the moon on a rocket ship with a real-life NASA astronaut? Why do you ask?
Because we have to go back.
Back? To outer space?
Yes, yes, yes. We have to go back. Because I have learned so many more facts about space just by reading Everything Awesome About Space and Other Galactic Facts. This book has taught me more than any space book so far. And it's funny, too.
Well, don't leave me hanging, Reading Bug. What have you learned?
Did you know that the surface of the sun is hot enough to make diamonds boil?
Diamonds? Wow, that is incredible. I didn't know that.
I know, and there are funny jokes in here. Lots of them. Just look. This book is giant. It's 128 pages full of fun facts and adventures.
Well, then move over, Bug. I'm going to read it with you.
Sure thing, Lauren.
Reader, you can read Everything Awesome About Space and Other Galactic Facts by Mike Lowry, too, and others in the series, including Everything Awesome About Dinosaurs and Everything Awesome About Sharks. Purchase it now at thereadingbug.com or your local independent bookstore. And if you're shopping for the holidays, order soon to avoid seasonal shipping delays. Thanks to Scholastic for their continued support. And thanks to all our individual sponsors. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Chloe, and Brandon Savage, and by Chesney Everett. Original music is by me and Joe Murphy. Sound mixing and mastery is by Resonate Recordings.
The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent children's bookstore in California, and we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.